Tu seras mon fils. You will be my son. An impressive French drama that reveals a painful and distressing dynamic lacerating what appears to be a very ordinary family. Set in the magnificent landscape of French vineyards and wine cellars, Vatican Radio's film critic Peter Malone describes the film as one of the finest French productions he has come across. An impressive French drama, you say, set in the beautiful and fruitful Provence countryside, a vineyards town, a family story.
It's one of the best French films I think I've seen for quite a while. I knew very little about it, and so it came as a very welcome surprise. A very powerful drama, and the family aspect is father and son.
Vous savez, c'est important, de Marcel, c'est 11 générations, sans interruption.
Il y a de la lumière dans un...
The owner of the vineyard despises his own son.
Je peux m'occuper des vinifs et des vendanges, avec toi.
Toi?
Oui, j'ai fait une école.
And admires the son of his manager.
Philippe!
Ah ben, je suis content de te voir, mon grand.
Moi aussi.
Mais tu vas dîner avec nous?
Non, non, mais je veux pas vous déranger en famille.
So you've got two fathers and two sons. And then the complication of where the sympathies and hopes lie. And the French actor Niels Aristrup, who I've begun to see in quite a few films lately, I'm sure he's been around for a long time, but he was in a very fine film a couple of years ago called Un Prophète, and he was also in War Horse. But as the father who is relentless in his ambitions for his vineyard and putting down his son at every opportunity, it becomes very strong and challenging to watch.
Tu m'étouffes, tu m'asphyxies, tu mens, tu me méprises, tu m'humilies, tu passes ton temps à m'attendre au tournant, mais c'est pas ça un père! C'est le contraire d'un père!
It appears from the small part that I've seen that it's very much the drama of this young boy at the centre of the film.
It is. He's a quieter type. He's been to the university. He knows a lot about the wines. But his father thinks he's a weakling, doesn't like his wife, who's a rather stronger character, and talks against her father-in-law.
Martin est très attaché au domaine.
Moi, je suis pas très attaché à Martin.
Mais qu'est-ce que vous croyez?
And it becomes worse when the son of his manager returns from successful work in the United States, and the owner then wants this boy, or this man, to take over because he doesn't trust his son with the future.
C'est quoi ce travail là?
Qu'est-ce qu'il y a?
Tu le fais exprès ou quoi? Et si tu sais pas, tu demandes à Philippe.
À quoi tu joues là?
The complication is that the son of the manager has come home because his father is dying, and there are further complications then between the two fathers as well as the two sons.
On the sidelines, there's some beautiful shots of the French countryside, of the cellars, and of the winemaking.
Yes, I would imagine that anybody who likes a film about winemaking will enjoy this background as well as enjoying the drama. And I'm not particularly good at this myself, but I noticed that a lot of the dialogue is about wine tasting, and I think audiences who like their wines will, from the descriptions, be able to vicariously enjoy the tasting as well. So there's a lot going for it on many levels.
Your end line in your review is very intriguing. You say, how can this drama be resolved? Not in the way we might have expected. So there's a highly dramatic ending, which we morally uncomfortably will sympathise with.
That's my way of saying you should go and see it, I suppose, and see what happens. I certainly didn't anticipate the ending at all. And it's how each of the four characters, but especially the two fathers, how they handle the situation. And the only thing I'd give away is that there's a certain grim ending to the film, which I think ties it up as a drama very, very well. But whether we approve of who does what is another matter.
Okay.
That sounds enigmatic enough for somebody to say, oh, perhaps I should see that.
Well, it certainly does for me.